This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We are told that Obama's new book sold over 1 million copies. Yeah, and I tweeted, Dominion must be doing the book count. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Does anybody out there believe that Obama's new book immediately sold 1 million copies? Because I don't. I don't think Obama's that popular. If Obama, I've told you guys how the book business works with people like Obama. They get one billionaire to buy 500,000 books, and he buys them and he gives them out for free. That's what they do. Who Moved My Cheese was a real popular book when I was in management consulting. And every CEO's office that I went into practically had the book. And they had multiple copies. And every time we'd have a meeting or something, they'd say, hey, you got Who Moved My Cheese here? Let me give you one. And they'd give them out. Now, look, whoever can cut those kind of deals, congratulations. It isn't guys like me who said, when you make a book, you become a book salesman. I don't care what you were doing for a living before that. When you do a book, you become a book salesman. Because let me tell you, it can get ugly, ugly out there. You know, it isn't as easy as people make selling books. If you get an advance, I tell every book person, when you get an advance, that's all you're going to get. That's as much money as you're going to get because you rarely sell more enough to get beyond the advance. And then, of course, the publisher has got you by the yang because they're going, you got to go to this event. You got to do this event. You got to do this event. Now, they pay for that stuff, but that's where they're getting their money. And that's why books cost a lot of money. Anyway, a lot of other ruses out there. Cuomo. Did you guys hear about this? Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, he got an Emmy award. Forget this, for his handling of the Wu flu virus. That's just too funny. See what happens when you purge your city of old people who are on the public dole? You get awards. If I were an old person in New York, I'd be getting my bug out bag. Hey, baby, can you come pick Grandma up and get me out of here? They're trying to kill me. New York will kill your old people. Oh, yeah, population control. Elitist leftist love population control. They won't tell you. They won't tell you. They won't tell you. Wu flu is a Chinese biological created virus that was meant to kill people. But it's selective. Notice it's not killing them youngins. The Wu flu said, nope, we gotta let them youngins live so we can get some money out of them. But you old people, you better watch out. Don't think Cuomo was the only one letting that virus loose in them old folks' homes. Look, I'm certainly not laughing at people dying, but I am laughing at the idea that it's clear what he was doing. I saw an article that said he saved New York $1 billion a year. With whatever the number of people that died, he saved them $1 billion a year because these people were on the public dole. They were on Medicaid, or they were somehow sucking resources out of New York. So Cuomo, in his wisdom, said, hey, take those patients that have Wu flu and put them into these old folks' homes. I don't care. And then he wants to argue. He gets upset when you challenge him. Have you watched this guy? He gets all indignant. How dare you? This is a dude who believes himself to be the president of an area of the country. He doesn't care about Trump. He was sick. The New York attorneys, New York Attorney General, whatever, on Trump because Trump lives there. He acts acts like Donald Trump is just a citizen of New York that he can do whatever he wants with. Think of mine, y'all. Well, analyze for yourselves. Analyze for yourselves. I just wonder what awards would they give Andrew Cuomo if he were to somehow figure out how to make these old people into food, you know, like these new burgers and stuff that they talk about.
It's really like meat, but it isn't meat.
Maybe they can make old people into it. It's really not broccoli, but it tastes like broccoli. You remember that movie Soylent Green, where people became food? I don't remember the details of it. I know Charlton Heston was in it, but nothing surprises me. Let me tell you, Hollywood, when it comes to freakdom of the left, is rarely wrong. They're getting these ideas from somewhere, cocktail parties with all these leftists.
You know, it would be really interesting to kill all the old people, turn them into some sort of a vegetable, and then serve it to the vegans.
Jeez. These people can come. Whatever your imagination can come up with, I promise you, a leftist will take it to another level. Just come up with a stupid idea, throw it out there in the leftism like a hand grenade, and watch what happens. They'll pick it up and go, it's so cute. It would be even better, though, if it were more explosive. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. We're just having a little fun at the expense of leftism, and it's easy to do. It's very easy to do. Cuomo knew exactly what he was doing when he tried to take $1 billion off the bottom line of New York. And he has to. You don't know why? Because people are leaving. The rich folks are leaving New York. I gave you guys the numbers a while back, not too long ago. We did a program on it. Like close to over 300,000 people have left New York because they're sick of the rules. I mean, a one-bedroom apartment in New York, $4,000. A 6,000-square-foot house in Arizona, $4,000 a month. You get what I'm saying? What? And people in New York, it's so convenient. It's this. Let me tell you something. I get that you want to walk out of your house and boom, there's all that stuff. It's cool. I like visiting New York. Used to, anyway. But if you believe that that's the only way to live, you need to explore. You need to get out. How about you walk out of your house and you walk into your 1 acre backyard where you've got a pool and a trampoline and a putting green and a basketball court and a place for you to sit, a barbecue area, an outdoor kitchen and all of that. How about you do that? How about you try that? And then you literally, I mean, in most neighborhoods, let me tell you, it's the same stores. You got your QT on the station, you know, on the thing for gas, and you can go get yourself a hot dog or whatever, and you walk a little farther and you can get some other stuff. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. We'll be back, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, it won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertising, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com www.diabetes.org/KevinJackson.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about Barack Obama selling 1 million copies of his book. I don't believe it. They got to pretend that. Remember, this is part of his $65 million deal. So they got to make it. You know, he's got to hit the road. He ain't now. He's a step and fetch a Negro, which is what I get called all the time. Because he's that book deal he's got. They got him out there on the road. He's on all the talk shows and all this stuff talking about his book. And he sold 1 million copies because everybody's interested in the next phase of the Obamas. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And then Cuomo gets an Emmy. That's the highest award you can get in TV. What did he do? That's like Al Gore getting an Emmy for an Inconvenient Truth. No, it's like Barack Obama getting a Nobel Peace Prize for doing absolutely nothing. You get an Emmy as a leftist, as a Democrat scoundrel, when you kill old people. God, 844-551-8255 is how to reach us. What? These people will stoop to anything Holy cow, you give awards when people die and you're the reason for it?
Well, the reason that people die is because Donald Trump did not stop the disease from happening quickly enough, and he did not get a cure, no cure, whatever.
A biological weapon to wipe out part of the population that the Democrats think of as takers. This biological weapon, for all intents and purposes, it was designed to target old people and people with underlying conditions. I want you to understand, when you have an underlying condition, it means you are firmly entrenched in the medical system. Do you know how much health care costs? Are you people paying attention? I'm trying to do some Chris Rock up in here. Are you paying attention? Old people and people with underlying conditions, a targeted disease, little kids walking around with no mask on. Kids get it in school, and they go, oh, they quarantined in school. Have you heard of a kid dying in any school? Wu flu is rifling through school, my youngest son's school right now. It's rifling through it. Not a single death. And you know what? None's going to come. Because this is not a regular flu. I remember when it came out, I told you guys ago, this thing's not regular. This is a biological weapon designed in a Chinese lab, and it is going out there killing those who are taking money out of society through the healthcare system. I just want you to ponder that. I'm not trying to be all Alex Jones. I just want you to look at the stats and tell me, how is it that a disease can be so precise? I mean, this is a focused disease. And I keep arguing with people. I go, everything about this is a joke, you know, in the sense that you've got people that are getting this disease that don't even know it. Donald Trump Jr. went to get tested because he was going to go somewhere with his kid, and he has it. He's been walking around with the Wu flu and doesn't know it. How many millions of people are walking around with the Wu flu and don't even know it? Now, I was having a discussion with one of my best friends, total lefty, but we're brothers, and I forgive him for that. He doesn't have to forgive me for being a conservative. And he's deathly afraid of the Wu flu. And he's telling me, but Kev, surely you 200, and he gives me the number, 239,000 people, he probably keeps up with it daily, have died from COVID. And you don't believe the numbers? I go, why would I believe the stupid numbers from COVID? They pay you $39,000 to code COVID for anything. People are getting shot and they test them killed. They test them for COVID and go, there's a COVID death. The person who's one of the Fauci, I think it was Burks or somebody. Anyway, it was one of these people that was high up in the old health system. They admit it. Yeah, we do. We code everybody COVID. If you're dying, we test you for COVID. It is a COVID death because you get $39,000 when you get COVID. So they're faking these numbers, and they make it sound like it's so deadly when in actuality, COVID's probably killed 25,000 legit, well, besides the Cuomo kills, 25,000, 30,000 people, 50,000 at best. Doesn't kill as many people as the flu. So we're arguing. So you're saying it's less dangerous than the flu? I said, yeah. And he goes, hey, come on, kid. And I said, okay, so let me ask you this. And I made a video about this. I said, when you get the flu, what do you feel? I said, how do you feel? He goes, and he didn't want to answer. I said, you feel like crap. I go, have you ever in the history of the flu had anybody tell you, I had the flu, but the only thing I lost was my sense of smell or my sense of taste? And he started chuckling. And I said, no, but we have millions of people walking around with COVID and they don't even know. So here's the timeline of COVID. You either don't know it or it can kill you. I said, so let's contrast that with the flu. When I get the flu, let me tell you what happens to me. I get chills, body aches, I run a fever, I have to get, you know, I'm shaking the whole time, and for a period of a week to 10 days, I feel like crap. That's the least that you're going to get, or it'll kill you. Now, that's the gap, if you will, between the flu and the gap of COVID. Now, which one's worse? than the other. And he's laughing because he knows I'm right. When have we ever had to have a cure for a disease before people go back to school or back to work or back to their businesses? When have you ever had to get permission to have a surgery if you need to have it and you got to say, I don't have this disease anymore? There were people having surgery that have HIV. You want to talk about danger to the medical community when you have HIV and they got to cut you open and be around your blood and your other body fluids? Are you kidding me? Tuberculosis and a host of other things. It is insane. Numbers. What are we talking about? We're talking about numbers here. We're talking about skewed numbers. I'm going to get into the skewed numbers of this presidency. I'm going to give you some numbers that will blow your mind. Things, because I just did a short analysis of this presidential election and these stupid numbers, and I'm going, this is such an impossibility that you have to know the level of scam that's happening here. And I know there's a living God who's watching this and saying, I will not let this happen. And I think that's why we're seeing such a tough fight. It's funny. Rasmussen puts out a thing. 60% of people say that Donald Trump needs to concede. Are you kidding? Let me ask you. Do any of you Republicans who voted for Donald Trump, are you wanting him to concede? Do you think the 80 million people that voted for this man want him to concede? It's a ridiculous number. They're still passing off these lies, and they think we're going to believe it. Yeah. Like I said, folks, you look at the Wu flu, you look at all these things that are happening, and you have to ask yourself, what is this all about? There is a group of people out there who want to run this world the way they see fit, and you better stop them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bestler. Millions of Americans are expected to be traveling this Thanksgiving holiday, ignoring the advice of health experts. Public health officials are urging people to stay home and not travel to help prevent further spread of the coronavirus. Molly Hart, spokesperson for AAA, the Auto Club Group in Chicago, says the course of the pandemic may cause some people to follow that advice.
especially now with the COVID-19 cases on the rise, people are thinking twice about getting on the road or getting on a plane to travel.
Hart says if you do plan to travel and go to another state, it's a good idea to find out about the restrictions at your destination. As coronavirus cases surge again nationwide, the Supreme Court late Wednesday barred New York from enforcing certain limits on attendance at churches and synagogues in areas designated as hard hit by the virus. The justices split 5-4 with new Justice Amy Coney Barrett in the majority. This is USA Radio News. Fraudulent unemployment claims from prison inmates have cost California $140 million.
At least 35,000 unemployment claims were fraudulently made on behalf of prison inmates, costing California $140 million in paid-out benefits. The Sacramento County DA calls it one of the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. The claims were made between March and August and even include one in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Prosecutors were tipped off by listening in on recorded calls from prison as inmates bragged about scamming the system. The scheme always involved someone on the outside to facilitate the applications, and prosecutors say the problem is compounded by dysfunction at the California Employment Development Department, which does not check unemployment claims against a list of prison inmates, as many other states do. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, McConnell is sticking to his emaciated bill, which he's tried twice and didn't get a Republican vote. That's sort of a non-starter. And then he said, because we have a vaccine, there's even less need for a bill. Vaccine makes greater need for a bill because it has to be distributed fairly and equitably, and there needs to be education that it's healthy and everything else. Second, the biggest change since Election Day is that Donald Trump, who was not for helping us in COVID and who was against the HEROES bill, has lost. That was an overwhelming referendum by the American people. So, yes, we think there has been change. It should move things in our direction. We're willing to sit down and talk. They haven't wanted to talk. They seem to have stuck to their position.
Anybody think Chuck Schumer is going to admit to a mandate when the news breaks that Joe Biden cheated and got 15 million votes he never should have gotten? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You think that's going to occur? Yeah, I don't think so. You think Chuck Schumer is going to admit that there's no mandate for anything they're talking about? What he's looking for here, folks, is more money to be thrown at WooFlu so they can keep people at home and fund them by running up the debt. I want you to understand where we will end up if the Democrats are in charge. We will end up in a place called hyperinflation, where your money is worth nothing. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. I hope we give you insight that, look, you're bright folks out there. You're smart people, but I hope we nudge you in some way. And by the way, I love the feedback. I had a guy call me, he wanted to talk about black and Indian issues, and I talked to him. He called me in September. And he was like, Kev, I didn't know if you were going to call me back, man. You know, I was beginning to wonder. I said, no. I eventually call people if you ask me to. And another gentleman called me. He says, Kevin, I talked about him on the show jokingly. But he says, how do I donate? He goes, I don't donate via electronically. He's off the grid, I guess. I called him and told him how to do it. By the way, really appreciate you for doing that, kind sir. So, because we can use all the support we can get. I'm going to tell you, in the old days, I was like, oh, we can't ask for anything. You know, we got to do this on our own. We can't do this on our own. We flatly can't. So go to the Kevin Jackson Show or go to kevinjackson.me. And where you see sign up or donate, please do. We will gladly accept it. But here's what I will tell you. We use your money better than any other group in the country. I'm not going to say who it is, but a friend of mine sends me an email blast that went out for this big event. It's going to be the largest gathering of blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say it because it'll give too much away. And I just remember thinking, No, actually, I didn't remember thinking it. I actually sent him back a note. My buddy, he's a wealthy guy, donates to that particular group and a little bit to me. And I said to him, what it's going to take to put on that event is my operating budget for 2 years. Just to put it in perspective, these guys are going to spend more money on an event than I spend in 2 years really doing stuff, getting scholarships to disadvantaged youth so they can test better and get into better colleges, and pushing back against Black Lives Matter, the 1619 movement, and many other things that we do, helping the police, defending police with tangible things that you can see, bleeding blue film. If you haven't seen our 1619 video, I suggest you go to my YouTube page and take a look. If you find anything out there better, please point it to me because we will copy it. We'll definitely look at their style and do it. Or if you find something messaging that's better, we'd love to see it. Because let me tell you, people out there are flipping over this video. So all I'm getting at, people, is we put our money to work. I was dealing with some guys and they said, Kevin, we're going to raise you a lot of money, but you know, we make some money but this is what you'll be left with. And I said, you guys just understand this. When we bring in a dollar, anywhere from 80 to 95 cents goes out the door. We just operate, we create, and then we go help. I can tangibly tell you the kids who've been helped with our what's called C-PREP program. I can tell you tangibly the people that have been helped with the things that we do, police officers who thank me, etc. Anyway, I don't want to get too carried away on this stuff. Chuck Schumer wants to sell us on the idea that the Democrats have a mandate on WHO flu, a mandate on climate change. He pretty much tells you we're going to rob the Treasury so we can keep people at home, so we can implement clean energy type programs that have practically bankrupted this country. And I could go on. He tells you this to your face. And then he says, we have a mandate. They literally tried to steal this election, flipping millions of votes. You've heard Sidney Powell. We're going to talk about her in the second hour. But she talked about, we think Donald Trump got 7 million more votes than it's showing up, which puts him at almost 80 million. I told you guys, I think Trump got 80 million votes. We believe Joe Biden got at least 10 million fraudulent votes. So that drops him well below. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't believe the Democrats could get 60 million votes if they played these elections fair. The ramifications of this are going to be huge. And look, I like that Sidney Powell's giving all this stuff out. Now, she's given out no information, and she's in this spat with Tucker Carlson, which, you know, frankly, Tucker's like, you need to bring evidence. No, she doesn't. Her evidence is in court. Dinesh D'Souza made a video about this, but I didn't need to see it to tell you this. Tucker Carlson knows that there's cheating. He should be saying, look, you've got all these ways to cheat. We know what's been going on. Now, you sent us, because she said she sent him an affidavit. You sent us an affidavit of a person. We researched that. We researched this. And is to Dinesh's point, go do your research, Tucker. Don't let somebody, come package it and give it to me so I can really look smart, you know, on nationwide TV and look like I know more than you, or I can get a scoop. Go do your doggone work. Fox has become just, and look, I like Tucker as a person. I like Hannity as a person. But I'm telling you, that network is so soft, they won't say what needs to be said to save their lives. They won't say it. They won't tell you point blank the cheat is on. They won't tell you point blank Joe Biden is not president-elect. He can't be president-elect until all these official things occur. And Donald Trump has every right. He is within his right to do exactly what he's doing. There is no plurality of people who want Donald Trump to give in to Joe Biden. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Sidney Powell has already warned Joe Biden that he better give up because he may be complicit in this and end up in prison, and so should half of the Democratic Party. These people are crazy. Anyway, there's now, I don't know if you guys have seen these. There are people that are offering COVID insurance. Yeah, you can insure the Wu flu. So what does it give you? Does it tell you if you catch it, we'll pay you while you're off, et cetera? Do you know the number of people? All I can say is there, if you test positive and you don't even know that you have it and you test positive, that's a license to steal. I hope the actuaries really look at this and, oh, how did you get it? Can you imagine them? Well, where did you be? Were you always wearing your mask? Are you sure 100% of the time? Blah, 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 blah. I don't know. How do you get the insurance against a disease that millions of people have and don't even know it? Here's the way you can insure against COVID. Don't get tested. Because if you're not feeling bad, just go to work.
Oh, well, Kevin, you're a carrier.
Really? If I'm a carrier and millions of people have it and they don't know it, does it matter? This disease needs to be in general population, so we can all get our antibodies and we can get this biological weapon out of our bodies. Oh, man, if Democrats get away with this, folks, there are no limits to what they'll do next. Let me tell you what the media is doing. Turn on the fake news media. I'll search the channel and I'll see something. You know what you find? Every single time you stop, COVID is up, it's over here, it's in Japan. No, it's moved to Korea. Oh, no, it's in Germany. But what they won't report is all of the people who are out there protesting. And look, I got a lot to talk about today. I don't know why we got stuck on this, but we got a lot more, so just stick with me. But all over the world, in Italy, in Germany, even in New York City, you know, in that part of the world, that part of the United States has seceded years ago. People are fighting back. There was a group of a business owner who kicked the sheriff out. He says, unless you have a warrant, get out of my business. You can't come in here and do anything to me. And the sheriff, because there was some lady, says, I'm official. And the business owner kicked her out. And the sheriff goes, well, it's true. You got to have a warrant. We are revolting over this country because people know the scam. And they also know this scam with Joe Biden. Don't be fooled for one second. All the Democrats know, and well, you know the thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jackson Show. We're going to be covering Sidney Powell and some things that she did in a radio interview that were just really revealing, I'll put it that way. We'll also talk about more about this vote count, the server seizure, what's happening in Pennsylvania, and so on. Nevada, new lawsuits all over the country. It's going to be a busy week for us, as you can imagine. And here's what's interesting. Well, there's a lot that's interesting, but what we aren't going to be talking about, we're not going to be talking about this robust economy, a stock market that's almost reached 30,000. all the responsibility of President Trump. Many moves that the president's been making, that because he's still being president. Donald Trump, I can tell you, he goes to sleep and gets up going, I'm president, I'll be president. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. But I want to take a quick break because Ryan Williams actually tried to use sarcasm when dealing with the president and this whole woo-foo thing. And I found it incredible that this guy would try this. So let me play the clip. And as you're listening to this clip, understand that he's got Trump golfing and hobnobbing and spending time with Melania. And as if the president can't be doing these things while we're in the midst of a pandemic. Look, Barack Obama, when he was heard about H1N1, was golfing. But you won't see anything sarcastic about it. Anyway, just remember those are the backdrop as you hear Brian Williams and his take at sarcasm.
And but for him, we'd still be waiting, into the grim winter for these amazing, miraculous medical breakthroughs.
You know, for my money, Geraldo raises a good point there. It's possible we just don't give the president enough credit for his FDR-like devotion to tackling this virus, his laser-like focus, his daily devotion, the sympathy he's forever expressing to the families of the 250,000 dead, even the way the president lectures us in that way to please wear a mask and stop the spread. And he's always advocated injections. Geraldo may be onto something. What Trump steaks did for the hungry, what Trump water did for the thirsty in our nation, what Trump University did to lift up the uneducated in our country. Well, along comes Trump, the vaccine. Possibilities, I think you'll agree, are endless.
So there you have it. Brian Williams, almost perfect representative of leftism in the Democratic Party. He really is. Brian Williams, here's the way I think about him. He looks like the guy you want your daughter to date, right? He's got the look. He's got that buttoned up college frat boy look. And he's the guy that's going to date rape your daughter. You know, he's going to mess around on her. He's going to do everything that you would not imagine he would do. But he's going to have this package that makes you think, oh, he's a good guy. And he's going to come off that way. That's what Democrats do. They give you this rosy picture, this very, oh, no, I'm a choir boy, and I can't wait to have your daughter go to church with me, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the Church of Satan, because they're just wicked and evil. But he wants to try his hand at sarcasm, and he wants to imply that Donald Trump has done nothing to affect Wu Flu. Let me put it this way, folks. If Barack Obama did Wu Flu like Trump, they'd be giving him Emmys and Nobel Peace Prizes. Oh, I shouldn't say that because I was sarcastically talking about Cuomo earlier. But the point is, they would be giving Barack Obama awards. And here's Brian Williams trying to be sarcastic.
What Trump steaks did for the hungry, what Trump water did for the thirsty.
He's using everything that Trump did in the past against him. Well, I tell you what has Joe Biden done for anybody? Has Joe Biden built beautiful golf courses or beautiful resorts or beautiful buildings? Has he helped anybody? Has Joe Biden done anything to employ people? Does Joe Biden employ 22,000 people? What does that count for, Brian Williams? How many people has Trump helped? How many charities has he donated to? You want to know what Joe Biden's family does? They travel around the world and they take advantage of people. They do exactly what the Clintons do. They do exactly what the Cuomos do. They do exactly what all rich Democrats do. They start fake charities and they become nothing but racketeering organizations. They just beat each other up for money that is your money. You donate it. Jay-Z got $66 million for his charity, and he had donated less than $6,000. Joe Biden and cancer, have you heard about his charity? The cancer charity that raised millions of dollars and hasn't given a single dollar out to research? But Brian Williams wants to be sarcastic about Trump. Oh, Trump University. Hey, you want to look at real universities, Brian Williams? And let me tell you what the stats are for black kids getting their degrees. It's the least of any group. You have a 60% chance of getting, as a black kid, of not finishing college. And yet, you go there with all the money. You take more money into a broken system and get the least out. And oh, by the way, in case you guys didn't know this, black folks carry the most debt once they leave college, whether they graduate or not, and then have the least employment. And this is what Brian Williams wants to talk about, Trump University. One of those things, a correspondence course where you say, hey, you want to learn how to do well in real estate? I'll teach you. We all know the people that take those classes, they get wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. They believe they can do it, and they fail. And the political system, when Trump decided he was going to become a Republican and run for president, said, let's get him. Let's get his university. Let's talk about the number of graduates who actually are successful. How many graduates that go to all these marketing things that say, hey, study our program and you'll become rich, fail? The majority of them. Yeah. Along comes Trump. He says, well, along comes Trump, the vaccine, the possibilities are endless. Donald Trump, not that you need a stupid vaccine for this stupid flu, but Donald Trump responded to this. If this were Barack Obama, I'd be saying identically the same thing. I'd be saying, look, you may not like Barack Obama's policies, but in terms of responding to this ruse, this scam, getting the pharmaceutical industry and everybody involved, getting the FDA involved, getting all the NIH and all these people involved and solving this crisis, you just couldn't have done any better. That is, God is my witness, is what I'd be saying about Obama if he did what Trump did. And I believe most of you would be saying the same thing. There is nothing more he could have done. The ship came in. Trump said, quarantine it. And you know what they said? Then he said, we can't let anybody in from China. He's xenophobic against China. That's what they said. He cut the ship off at the port, quarantined those people, wouldn't let people in from China, eventually blocked people coming in from Europe. He responded pretty much the minute it happened, and they go, he could have acted sooner. You can't please these idiotic leftists no matter what you do. And then they made it. Then they decided, you know what? Let's make it political. Let's talk about the deaths. And so they politicized that. How many people have actually died? If I were Trump, I'd say, I'm going to expose all this right now, folks. We pay people to be part of this, you know, $39,000, and they completely did the numbers. All of this is a ruse. It's a scam. I'm going to absolutely open up all the books. I'm going to show all of America. And then I'm going to issue executive orders and say you can sue people for being liars and scumbags and skanks that are telling you lies. That's what he should do. Brian Williams. Unbelievable. All pre-President Trump accomplishments that he snarks at. Trump's got his own water. Trump's got his own steaks. Trump's got his own brand of ties. Trump's got a brand. You know what Brian Williams' brand is? Brian Williams' brand is being a liar.
I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft.
And he says it like, you know, I it was an honest and innocent mistake. No, it wasn't. Nothing innocent about it. He was lying through his teeth. And because that's what leftists do. They exaggerate their resumes because they're ashamed of themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.